Hey, what are you doing here? Don't get me wrong, I'm happy to see you. I just wasn't expecting you, and you didn't text me, weirdo. How old-fashioned of you. I'm just teasing, old man. You're welcome to come by any time. What's the occasion? That's really sweet of you. Yeah, I'm doing okay, I promise. This cold's just more annoying than anything. I'm hanging in there, but thanks so much for popping by.
You have something for me?
Oh my gosh, you didn't. You made a little care package for me? Let me see. Gosh, thank you! Wow, you really thought of everything. Tissues, medicine, tea, soup. Oh my god, dude, soup. You have no idea how badly I needed this. Yeah, my pantry is completely empty. I, you know, obviously only got back from my trip just a couple days ago, and I haven't really felt up to going to the store. So, this is amazing. Truly, thank you so much. I'm genuinely touched. Yeah. How have you been? Good. Good. Yeah, and yeah, I've been good too. Trip was incredible. I can't wait to tell you all about it. You know, obviously I would normally invite you in and all that, but unfortunately I probably have my germs everywhere and I don't want to give you this thing, so I'm sorry. Oh no, I didn't realize you were sick too. You look great. I mean, you look well, you know? Oh, I thank you. I'm not feeling at my personal best, but I appreciate it. Really rocking the baggy t-shirt and shorts look. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Oh, I guess this t-shirt is really baggy, huh? I promise they're there. Look, I wasn't expecting you. I'm a bit of a mess, but I'm very happy to see you. I guess in that case, if, you know, you're sick too, would you like to come in? Yeah? Awesome. All right, let me put this down.
Would you like some water, tea, coffee? You sure?
I was about to make some tea anyways. Could actually give some of yours a try if you'd like. Awesome. Perfect. So, yeah, just make yourself comfortable and I'll go get the kettle going.
So good to see you. I'm immediately feeling better.
I wasn't really feeling bad. It's just, I don't know, it's been a bit whiplashy going from moving all over the place, seeing all kinds of people, getting to do things I never done before, to just sitting alone in my place, not doing anything, not going anywhere. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes it's fine to take things a little bit slower, but it doesn't feel as good when it's not your choice, I guess. But anyways, what would you like to know about my trip? No, I didn't only go to art galleries, I promise. I ventured out. I may have gone slightly overboard, though, with all those pictures. I apologize. Yeah, my favorite part I'm sorry. That's too hard of a question to answer. Let me just list a few things that come to top of mind, but I'm sure I'm going to miss stuff, but I really loved the train rides, just being set on the track and not having to worry about anything and seeing the landscape go by, how close everything was that you could just travel for a couple hours and be in an entirely different landscape, different people, different culture, different language. It was just mind-blowing to me. I mean, I don't know. I know you've traveled more than I have, but I'm definitely going to have to do this more because I really enjoyed it a lot. I also really liked making friends with new people, especially when there was a language barrier. I found that super interesting how much we were still able to communicate even without knowing all the words. I mean, I tried to like brush up on the basics of all the different languages I would expect to encounter in the different countries I was in, but obviously I'm not going to be an expert, and obviously not everyone spoke English, but still we would find ways of communicating, whether it was with body language or tone, context clues, even just sharing the same food or drink or music. It just made me feel a lot more connected in a way with humanity, if that makes sense. Anyways, sorry if that was too fucking poetic. Hey, look at that. Saved by the kettle. Honey? Stop. You think you're so funny. You know what I meant. Would you like honey for your tea? Okay.
Yes, dear. My God. I mean, to be fair, I probably would make the same joke, so I can't really blame you.
Okay. Here you go. Oh, thank you. It's your tea. Oh, you should probably wait. I mean, of course you're not going to wait. Yeah, it's hot. Well, there go your taste buds. How was it? Good. I'll take your word for it for the next 1 to 2 minutes while this cools off. It smells really good. Oh, that? Yeah, it was just a book I was reading earlier. Yeah, no, I kind of feel like, I don't know, I try and read, but in general, but I feel like I just haven't been able to keep up with it. You know, with just how busy life gets. I used to read all the time, but haven't been as good at it for a while. But I feel like every time I come down with some bug, I find some comfort in, you know, just holding a book. Yes, I'm an old lady too. No, it's really good. I like it. It's nice to cozy up with a nice book. I mean, much rather be cozying up in other ways, but alas. Well, you know, I know we joked before I left about how I'd be sleeping with all these people in different countries, me being the closeted hoe that I am. But truthfully, there wasn't enough time for that, really. And I don't know, I am also cautious at the end of the day, especially with traveling on my own. I don't know, it just wasn't worth it when that's something you can do literally any day. I don't know, does that sound weird? I think that makes sense. Yeah, I just kind of figured that once I got back, I'd be able to maybe hop on the apps or send a text, make something happen. But obviously with this bug, I don't want to give it to anybody else, so I'm going to have to be a little bit more patient, I guess, unfortunately. I know, it's my luck. You know what? I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. 2-3 weeks, that's not a long time, really. It's really not a big deal. I'm not bothered by it. No, I'm not. There are a lot of other fulfilling things in life, a lot of other outlets. I'm not an animal, usually. I'm not fooling myself either. It's a bit of a problem. Yeah, I don't mind talking about it. I think it's fun to be able to chat about sex with my friends a little bit. You're fine. You're not making me uncomfortable or anything. You. Are you serious? I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit flustered. No, I'm not blushing. I'm just flushed. No, truly. It's okay. I'm glad you said something. It's just not every day that you toe this kind of line with a good friend. I'm interested. I guess, first want to be sure that you've thought this through. I don't want us to cross any lines that, I don't know, make things weird between us or change things. Like, I really, truly value you as a friend. I know we fuck around and joke all the time, but I care about you. And if there is any way that doing something more than friendly would jeopardize that, it's not worth it. But if you're comfortable with that, if we'll be okay, yeah, I'd fucking love to. All right, so your stuff out of the way. You sure about this? Well, get over here then. Fuck. Okay, good. Fuck. Yeah. I like my neck being kissed and touched too. Honestly, even bitten. Fuck. Whatever you want. Oh, fuck. You have no idea how bad I need this. Yes, it feels fucking perfect. If you want, you could leave a mark. Something for me to remember this by. Only if you want, though. Yeah, I think that'll do it. Yes, you can touch me. Please touch me. Oh, God. Yeah, your hands on my tits feel incredible. You can go under the shirt, too, if you want. Yeah, please, fuck. Yeah, I like being groped and nipples tweaked just like that. Can I touch you too? Can I feel through your pants? Please, can we get these clothes off? Yeah, there's not a lot of room on this couch, is there? Would you like to take this to the bedroom? Okay, yeah, let's go. I can't believe we're doing this. Yeah, don't mind the mess. Again, I wasn't expecting anybody. Yeah, let's get these clothes off. Fuck. Fuck, you look perfect. Thank you. You wanna look at me? Yeah, of course. You like all of this? My whole body, my hips. My ass. Oh, fuck, you're gonna be fun. Can I touch you? No? Oh, okay. What would you like to do then? Oh, Those are restraints on my bed. Normally those are kind of tucked in. I really enjoy using them. It's not necessary if, you know, you're not comfortable with that, but I really enjoy it. Okay. Cool. So they're Velcro, but they're surprisingly sturdy. And they can go on my wrists and my ankles. It's really pleasurable for me to be fully at your surrender like that. Would you like that? Okay. Okay. First things first, my safe words, just in case. yellow means slow down or I'm getting close to a boundary. Red means stop and go straight to aftercare. If I use either of them, don't take it personally. I don't expect it, just something I like to do when it comes to being tied down. Yeah? Okay.
You want to be in charge? Yeah, I like that. I really like that. What would you like me to do then? Lay on the bed and let you tie me down. Okay.
You want me to try and move around a little bit? Okay. I say I'm sufficiently stuck. I'm good. I'm excited. You're just looking at me. What do you want to do to me? Oh, that drawer. It's open, isn't it? That's kind of got all my toys. My favorite one. I guess the purple vibrator. I mean, they're all great for different reasons, but that one's my go-to. You wanna use it on me? You wanna etch me? Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy with that. I'd be very happy with that. Okay. There's a rule, what's that? No coming unless you say so. Oh, yes, sir. I'm not being mouthy, I promise. I'll be good. No, you didn't hurt me. I was just surprised. I wasn't expecting you to pinch my nipple. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Oh, that vibrator on my clit. Yes, please finger me. Please finger me while you use the vibrator on me. Oh God. Oh. Oh, you like how that pussy feels?
Fuck, it's so fast. Oh, you're rubbing my clit so fast.
break. Oh, oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much longer I can last. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. Yes. Yes, I'm ready. Oh, please, please, please play with me. Yes. You tweaking my nipples like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I'll be good. I'll be good. I'll be good. Yes. You want to ask me something? Yeah, fuck it. Anything? What? Yes. Yes, I have. I have touched myself thinking about you. I have come screaming your name before. Oh, I always wanted this to happen. I just didn't think it ever would. Fantasize about coming all over these tits. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want you to come on these tits. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, please. Oh, please, let me come. Please. Please. Yes. I can come. I can come. God, I'm so coming. Fuck. Oh. Oh, God. You look very pleased with yourself. I'm quite pleased too. God, that felt amazing. Yeah, I'm okay to stay like this. I'm good. Yeah, I did mean it. I would love for you to come on my tits. You You still want to do that? Fuck, I wish I could touch you. I need more of you on me. Fuck, please, yes. You want to tit fuck me? Yes. God, yes. I would love that. There's oil in the drawer. Oh, well, yeah, you got it already. Perfect. Oh, your hands. Feeling those strong hands holding. These heavy tits. Oh, you like the way that they feel? Oh, I bet they'll feel even better when your cock's in between them. That perfect cock. Yes. Yes, please do it. Oh my god. Oh my god, this is happening. Yes. Use me. Use my body. Oh, I want you to feel good. I want you to feel so good. Oh my god. Yes. Yes, I want your cum so bad. I want your cum. Please give it to me. Please, that's all I want. Please give it your cum. You're close. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Please. Oh, God, please do it. Please do it. Oh, God, I want your cum all over these tits. Give it to me, please. Please. Oh, give me every last drop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, my God, you're coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, so much cum. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, yes, just paint these tits. Oh, don't stop. Unreal. Yes. Yes, I'm good. Yes, I'm okay. I'm more than okay. You? Good. Oh, you couldn't let me out? Thank you. Where are you going? Be right back. Okay. My tea? Oh, my, I could have gotten that. Thank you. Oh, this is so great. Delicious. It's gotten a bit cold, but no, it's perfect. Honestly, this is beyond perfect. Just what I needed. I had a lot of fun. Good. Good. I'm glad you did too. Fuck, I'm a mess. No, it's a good thing. I wear it with pride. I really probably should get a hot shower. That does sound really good, both for obvious reasons as well as, it's always good for when you have a cold. I mean, you should join me too. Might help with yours. What? You're sick, right? No? What? You wanted me to let you in. Oh my No, it's okay. I mean, you're gonna be sick now, but I guess that was I guess. Maybe we can drop the pretense. Yeah, you're welcome to come over anytime you like. Come over, come in, come on. Seriously, if you want to come over for hanging out, watching a movie, like usual, that's great. If you want to come over for something like this, that's also great. I'd be down to do this again if you are. But yeah, we can just be honest, play things by ear, and I can drop my own pretense too. I honestly want to have a shower with you just so I have an excuse to keep seeing you naked and to get to touch you more. Would you like that? Okay, good. Well, by the way, hate to break it to you, but you should probably take full advantage of today before you start feeling sick as a dog. Yeah, I'm sorry. What you're seeing today, this is nothing. You're in for it. Yeah. But lucky for you, I'm a very prepared person.
No, truly, I have everything one would need if they come down with a cold. I've got medicine, tissues, soup, tea, and I might be willing to part with some of it for a friend in need. I know. What am I if not a generous friend?